This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, despite the fact that some people might look at some of the perplexing stories of the moment and think, wait a minute, this is not a great day. This is the end of the world. What happens when America's by far most prestigious and venerated and influential religious seminary appoints as its chief chaplain a professed atheist? Okay? Could this really mean the twilight of the godless universe? Well, that term, which is used by Steve Meyer, my friend, my guest of the Discovery Institute, somebody who actually got his degree, his PhD, from the University of Cambridge, which also started out, like Harvard did, as a seminary for teaching people religious faith. He's a former geophysicist and college professor who now directs the Center for Science and Culture at Discovery Institute, which I am been associated with this show and with me for, where I'm pleased to be a senior fellow, for, it's been about 20 years. Steve, before we get to the return of the God hypothesis and your column about the twilight of the godless universe, I need to get a quick comment on the timing of this Greg Epstein, a professed atheist, being appointed the president of all the chaplains, the head of all the chaplains, speaking for all the other religious figures at Harvard University.
I saw the very same story yesterday, Michael, and I thought how ironic it was. Because I think what's really going on is that there's a lag time in culture always between the formation of key ideas and insights at a scientific and scholarly level and the time at which it takes for those insights to percolate down into the wider culture. There is still a widespread perception in the culture that science and belief in God are at war. They're in conflict. This has been a trope since the late 19th century. And we know from public opinion polling data that this trope, this perspective, is profoundly affecting young people, that there is the pollsters are picking up a phenomenon they call the rise of the nuns, the religiously un- or non-affiliated young agnostics and atheists. And when you probe that group, what you find is that the number one reason for disaffection with religious belief is the perception that it is in conflict with science. There's no scientific evidence for God, we often hear when we probe those young people in that category. And yet, I think at the highest levels of scientific discourse and the discussion between scientists and philosophers and theologians, there's an increasing recognition that the universe has properties that are exactly what you'd expect if theistic belief were true. The universe has had a beginning. It's been finely tuned for life against all odds from the beginning, which has led many leading physicists to talk about the need for a cosmic fine tuner. And the inner world of the cell reveals an exquisite realm of digital nanotechnology, digital code, little tiny, beautifully constructed miniature machines, and a complex information storage and processing system that resembles but is our own high-tech digital technology, but supersedes it in its own sophistication. And so these things are not what you'd expect if we were the product of blind, pitiless indifference, as Richard Dawkins has put it, but rather they're the things you'd expect if some form of theism, belief in God, or the reality, if there was really a creator, intelligent designer behind everything.
What's interesting about this Harvard story is that, to me, is it follows right along the lines of your argument, which, of course, are the core arguments of your most recent best-selling book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, which came out just this year. But the Harvard story is based on the idea that people really need religion, that students
exactly.
in America is
yeah.
most...
Yeah, exactly. I read the same thing. You know, this humanist pastor, leader, whatever, chaplain, is providing spiritual counsel without believing in a spiritual realm. He's helping students, you know, he's kind of pastoring them and mentoring them, but without any basis for the advice he's giving other than what seems most reasonable to him, I guess. But, you know, just to unpack the answer to your first question, this is what's happened at Harvard with this selection, and the drift of all the major universities is a byproduct of the perception that the facts of the world, the facts of science, that reality does not in any way reveal the existence of God. Just the opposite. It's in that if you understand the facts, if you understand science, then you should be any reasonably enlightened person should reject religious faith. But that's been a perception that's been growing in the popular culture in the West. It goes back to the late 19th century. There was this genre of books in the early 2000s by the new atheists making this argument that science properly stood undermines belief in God. And so what you saw at Harvard yesterday was the outcome of that widespread cultural perception. We can't have a chaplain who actually believes in God. That's intellectually untenable. That's not plausible. But the exact opposite is the case when you actually look at the science. And so there's going to be a lag time. We're going to see more absurd stories like this. But I'm hopeful over time that the big developments in science, which have confirmed the theistic perspective, are going to start to percolate into culture. And there's going to be a renewed interest in the God question, that it's time for many people to consider or reconsider that question.
And that's basically the theme that you placed in your extremely fine article in the Jerusalem Post, which was called Farewell to the their writing about it was called Farewell to the Purposeless Cosmos. It was actually a tribute or an obituary for a very influential physicist, and basically your point was the death of a godless universe. You're not saying the universe is going to die.
It's a concept
of the universe, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it was a piece about Steven Weinberg, who was a great physicist, a deeply reflective person. I had the opportunity to meet him once at a conference at Baylor University. He's famous for saying that the more the universe seems comprehensible, meaning to our science, the more it seems pointless. He was, you know, for listeners who don't know who he was one of the co-discoverers or developers, innovators in producing something called the Standard Model of Particle Physics, which is our best understanding of how elementary particles and the fundamental forces of physics work. And he received the Nobel Prize for that, along with a childhood friend, Sheldon Glashow, who is on the board of a journal called Inference, which is edited by our Discovery colleague, David Berlinski. He was a great physicist. But one of the fallacies that I think affects the reasoning of scientists when they begin to think about the big questions is a kind of materialistic one. You've called it the materialist superstition. And just because you're studying matter doesn't mean that matter is all there is. When we study matter with our minds, and our minds are not exactly material things. We may have brains, but our perceptions, our conscious awareness, is not something that's really material. And in any case, Weinberg was, you know, it kind of fell into this. You know, we're studying the fundamental matter, and so matter must be all there is, and therefore the universe must be pointless because nothing can mean anything to an atom or a quark or a rock. You can only mean something to a person, and he didn't see any evidence of a personal intelligence behind the universe.
And yet, this is a very important story. We won't get to the end of the story, but we're going to continue with it, coming up with Steve Meyer of Discovery Institute. Information, including that great column that we're talking about, is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with Stephen Meyer, Dr. Steve Meyer of the Discovery Institute, coming up. Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but we can't do it alone. Hear from the acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished. And join him October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVed History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Well, Portions of the Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
And the Discovery Institute, which is located here in Seattle, headquartered here in Seattle, but actually operates all around the world, is a source of meaningful conversation, discourse, dispute, and enlightenment that operates all over the world about issues that really matter. And nobody more master of that than my guest, Dr. Stephen Meyer. He is the author most recently of the international bestseller, The Return of the God Hypothesis. And we're talking right now about a piece that Steve wrote about the passing of a Nobel Prize winning physicist named Steven Weinberg, who was celebrated for saying that the more the universe seems comprehensible, the more it also seems pointless. Given the fact that Professor Weinberg thought that the universe seemed pointless, what was his favorite explanation for the origins of the pointless universe?
Well, that's a really interesting question, Michael, because he wrote a famous book called The First 3 Minutes, and he did an excellent job in that book, as only he could. He was an innovator in the field of cosmology, of explaining what physicists think the first 3 minutes of the universe were like after the Big Bang. But, of course, neither he nor anyone else could explain what had caused the Big Bang, because the Big Bang is the event that marks the beginning of the physical universe, the beginning of matter, space, time, and energy, before which it becomes very difficult to posit a physical or materialistic explanation for the origin of the universe, because after all, it's matter and energy that come into existence at the beginning, and before that there would have been no matter or energy, no physics to do the causing, to cause things to come into existence. So on that point, he and physicists generally are mute. There isn't a physical explanation for the origin of the universe. And in fact, many leading physicists, not Weinberg, but the great astrophysicist Alan Sandage, Gerald Schroeder, Arno Penzias, I could go on, have seen that in the discovery of a finite universe, the discovery of a beginning seems to point to the need for an external transcendent cause beyond the universe, which is not material and which is not bound by space and time, which sounds and has sounded to many astrophysicists an awful lot like God. So the God hypothesis is actually follows or flows out of one of the discoveries that Weinberg helped to make and elaborate, and that is that the universe did in fact have a beginning. And this just gets back to the fallacy I was talking about, that just because you're studying matter doesn't mean that that's all there is. In this case, the matter he was studying, the origin of matter, seemed to point to the need for something beyond matter to explain its origin.
Well, this gets to another distinction that you're making and that I think most people out there are probably unaware of, unless they've had the benefit of some contact with Discovery Institute or a Dr. Meyer, people who are very tied in to ongoing currents in intellectual debate. But everybody, I think, knows or has heard something about the new atheists, people like Richard Dawkins, the late Christopher Hitchens, who became very big public figures, basically deriding any theistic, any God-based philosophy as ridiculous and a joke and primitive. There are now, and it may be, it sounds like Steven Weinberg was one of them, what are called the new atheists. Okay, what's different about the new atheists, and why should people know about them?
Well, yeah, I think there's a new breed of atheist or agnostic who is openly lamenting the loss of religious belief, the loss of a religious or theistic mooring for our society. After all, you know, in our American context, our foundational documents refer to the reality of God as the basis of our human rights, and in we hold these truths. And figures like Jordan Peterson, Tom Holland, the British historian, Douglas Murray, a British social critic, Niall Ferguson, I could go on, a number of leading intellectuals who are saying, hey, this loss of religion that Dawkins and Lawrence Krauss and others celebrate, this is nothing to celebrate. With this comes a kind of moral free fall in our culture and a loss of the traditional institutions that have made the West great. Each of these figures that I mentioned, for one reason or another, can't get himself or herself over the line to actually believing in God, but in some ways they wish they could. Doug Murray calls himself a Christian atheist. Tom Holland has appropriated the same term. They have a sort of sympathy for the Judeo-Christian traditions that have made the West great, but they can't, for personal reasons, affirm belief in God themselves. Ross Douthat at the New York Times had an interesting column 2 weeks ago about this, saying, well, maybe it's time to rethink this God hypothesis, he said, because, you know, we just assume that atheism is the rational view, but maybe atheism is the view that is intellectually incoherent. And then he enumerated a number of considerations that might lead people to reconsider the reality of God, one of which was something called the fine-tuning evidence that we find in physics, which is another thing I wrote about both in the book and in the column about Weinberg, because Weinberg helped discover one of the most important fine-tuning parameters, suggesting the need for a fine-tuner.
Okay, had this individual reaching these conclusions read the Return of the God Hypothesis?
You know, I do not know. He did appropriate the term God Hypothesis, which we found intriguing.
Wow.
And we have other friends that are going to reach out to him. This is Ross Douthat, the conservative columnist at the New York Times, who I think is a religious believer himself.
He's a Catholic. I know Ross, and he's an increasingly devout Catholic. Been very traditional, but it is fascinating that he used so much of what you're talking about here. I had another experience, and I didn't know that we were going to end up talking about this, but one of the people who you name as a new atheist is the famed and very controversial social scientist Charles Murray. He was on my show recently, and we had a conversation based upon his new book, and I asked him a question coming from obviously a God-based point of view, and I said, now, you, of course, are well known to be a prominent atheist, and he immediately corrected me. He said, no, that's changed, which is kind of an amazing thing to say on live radio.
No, it's true. Some of these folks are getting really wobbly, you know, in their atheist or agnostic convictions, and I think one of the things that's happening is some of these, you know, the strongest argument for atheism was that science undermines belief in God. But the big discoveries about biological and cosmological origins, about the nature of the human mind, many, many scientific discoveries are now challenging that kind of materialistic point of view.
People can catch up with these changes by going to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Steve Meyer's work, and for how you can connect with the Great Discovery Institute. We will be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon says a Taliban failure may have led to the deadly terrorist attack. 13 troops died and 18 were wounded in an ISIS-K terrorist attack yesterday near the Kabul airport. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby was pressed on how the bombers got past Taliban checkpoints and if they may have been complicit.
Actually, I didn't hear General McKenzie put it that way, Jen. In fact, I think in one of the questions he got, and I think it was Idris's, you know, he said, Idris asked, was there a failure? And the general said, of course, there was a failure somewhere, obviously. And he even alluded to the fact that it could have been at a Taliban checkpoint. We've not been certain about that.
Tropical storm Ida is expected to make landfall along the northern Gulf Coast this weekend, affecting parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
System of American governance, if the system of world foreign relations all seems to be terribly out of balance, and it does, that doesn't mean that your own personal system needs to be out of balance, because you have availability to Balance 7, which is a dietary supplement and an alkalizer concentrate that gives you 7 benefits, including more energy, help with weight loss if you're looking for it, detoxing your body and relieving heartburn and aiding digestion and more. And right now, if you go to balance7.com, and this is really about as pleasant a product as you can find of this nature. You take just a little 1 ounce dose 3 times a day, and it actually leaves a nice aftertaste and a very noticeable and positive impact. You try it, go to balance7.com, and if you use the promo code Michael Medved, then they will send you an absolutely free bottle of My Smooth Skin, which is another product which is meant to exfoliate and improve the condition of your skin, and that comes to you absolutely free when you order any Balance 7 pH concentrate. So go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. www.AmericasNumberOneShow.com. Yesterday, in the Oval Office, actually it was today, after noting the sacrifice of American military personnel in the horrific terrorist attack yesterday, Joe Biden had this to say. Listen. Clip three.
The mission there being performed is dangerous, and is now it's come with a significant loss of American personnel. And but it's a worthy mission because they continue to evacuate folks out of that region, out of the airport. Evacuated more than 12,000 additional people out of the airport in the last 24 hours. I met with my commanders this morning, first thing in the morning, got a detailed briefing about yesterday's attacks and the measures they're taking to protect our forces and complete the mission. And we will complete the mission. Now, I'm not going to take any questions because of the Prime Minister being here on Afghanistan now, but I'll be available at another time.
Okay, the Prime Minister he's talking about is Prime Minister Naftali Bennett of the State of Israel, who had never met President Biden before. Naftali Bennett is new on the world stage, though he's been a figure in Israeli politics for a while. And there is, according to all reports, a desire on the part of the new Israeli government to try to build the same kind of very strong relationship that Bibi Netanyahu had with President Trump. Of course, both of them, the prior leaders of America and Israel, looking for ways to come back to power in their respective countries. The truth of the matter is that with all of this talk about reckoning today, and there was a GOP press conference we played some of before with Kevin McCarthy and leading Republicans, there was a talk about a need for a reckoning. And it's very clear that one of the things that they're going to be campaigning on, and I think it will probably be an effective basis for a campaign, would be for intensive investigations as to how the disaster of yesterday actually happened. And I think what's important here, and it's a point made by Greg Sargent in the Washington Post today, is that one of the problems is the experience of Benghazi, where you may remember that Republicans put a great deal of emphasis and energy on Benghazi, and taking a look at the administration's culpability, the lies that have been told, outright lies by Susan Rice, our UN ambassador at the time, about where Hillary Clinton, whose State Department consulate was attacked in Benghazi, and the point being that it never actually clicked with the American people in the way that I think Republicans had hoped that it would, because it was seen as a partisan lens on foreign policy. And one of the points that Greg Sargent makes is that if there is, and there inevitably will be, an investigation of what happened in Afghanistan and the disaster of yesterday, the slaughter of yesterday. And yes, indeed, there was slaughter of many innocent Afghani individuals. They call it now the Kabul Airport Massacre in the Wall Street Journal. But if there is an investigation, and there will be, there should be a sincere attempt to broaden it. Because President Biden is not the only American president to make serious miscalculations about Afghanistan. President Bush, who started the war, I think is an honorable man. I do think history will remember him more positively than people assume now. But some of the mistakes that were made in Afghanistan, including at Bora Bora, where they were trying to go after destroying Al-Qaeda and its facilities,
understanding everything that went wrong. We had on yesterday David Loyne, who had written that new book, The Long War, about the whole history of America and Afghanistan. But to go back at least to 2001 and to take a look at the contributions to mistakes in Afghanistan that were also made by President Obama and by President Trump before President Biden. Will Republicans in the midst of a campaign year be willing to do that? They should. Because it would only increase, it seems to me, some confidence and credibility for the Republicans who are running, after all, to take over the Congress and to play a more balanced role on foreign policy. At that GOP press conference that we mentioned with Kevin McCarthy talking about a reckoning for the Biden administration, there were strong comments made by Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana, who was a Navy reservist who served in Afghanistan in 2014 and 2015 before coming to the House of Representatives. And he pointed to some of the consequences of the American withdrawal. This is 13A. Listen.
My job there was as a foreign military sales officer, so I was on the front lines of acquiring the equipment that the Americans provided and turned over to the Afghan army and the Afghan police. I'm going to read to you what is so painful for me and so many other Afghan veterans, other Afghans who served in that capacity, others who served as a part of the train, advise, and assist equip effort in helping the Afghans. We now know that due to the negligence of this administration, the Taliban now has access to over $85 billion worth of American military equipment. That includes 75,000 vehicles, over 200 airplanes and helicopters, over 600,000 small arms and light weapons. The Taliban now has more Black Hawk helicopters than 85% of the countries in the world. But they don't just have weapons. They also have night vision goggles, body armor, medical supplies.
Okay, and then this. But we will get to it. And more. And what direction next? That and more coming up on the MedNet Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved show, the last comments that were made by Congressman Banks. He, by the way, along with Jim Jordan, was one of the two people who were disqualified or dismissed by Nancy Pelosi in her single and sole decision from participation in the ongoing select committee that has been set up by the House to investigate the January 6th riot on the Capitol building. I do suspect that to some extent, with the real horror going on in Afghanistan and true difficulty in terms of bringing the country together, even on coronavirus, and the difficulty in formulating some kind of new American counter-terror effort to try to counteract the metastasization that even Biden has acknowledged of terrorist networks around the world. With all of that happening, there may seem to be a little bit less urgent about January 6th. In any event, Congressman Banks from Indiana had this to say about some of the equipment the Taliban has acquired after fighting the West for the past 20 years. This is 13B.
And unfathomable to me and so many others, is that the Taliban now has biometric devices which have the fingerprints, eye scans, and the biographical information of the Afghans who helped us over the last 20 years. And here's what we just learned again in the briefing that we just walked out of, is this administration still has no plan to get this military equipment or these supplies back.
Okay, and again, I'm not sure what plan would be possible. But then again, this is the difficulty of basically withdrawing without any formal settlement, without any formal peace agreement about the Afghan Taliban taking part in some kind of joint government. That never happened. It wasn't negotiated by President Biden. It wasn't negotiated by President Trump. But all of this, when you look at this and you try to think about how history will remember this, I think it's impossible not to see this as a true fiasco for the administration and the way that it was handled. And some of the proof of that is the widespread reaction on every voice in the media. And again, to take a quick look at some of those voices, Leon Panetta, who was a chief of staff in the White House, a longtime Congress member, and head of CIA at one point, and somebody who is a Democrat, part of the Obama administration, he had this to say about Joe Biden's withdrawal, and this is on CNN.
There's no question that what happened here left us in a very dangerous and difficult situation. General McKenzie pointed that out today. We've got thousands of our troops located in a very limited area in an unfriendly country. We've got thousands outside trying to get into the airport area. We've got the Taliban, who are terrorists and certainly supporters of terrorists, checking. They're operating checking points for terrorism. And we've got ISIS looking for the opportunity to blow people up. This is a dangerous and difficult situation. And there's no question that it's probably Joe Biden's worst nightmare to lose 13 Marines as a result of what's happened here. This has got to be the worst day in his administration.
And in fact, there is a moving piece in Politico about the darkest moment in Biden's young administration. We will get to that. Ryan Crocker, whose commentary generally about the situation in Afghanistan has been, I think, extremely astute. Ryan Crocker is a former ambassador to Afghanistan, former ambassador to Iraq. He has served both Democratic and Republican administrations, both the Obama administration and the Bush administration. And Ryan Crocker said this with Jake.
What do you say to the average American whose first response to these 12 service members being killed and 15 wounded is, it's high time for us to get the hell out of there?
Well, you know, that's one way to end a war, surrender. It's real quick, but the war is yet to come. We have this whole withdrawal announcement and process has been an enormous morale boost for Islamic radicals everywhere. Al-Qaeda, Islamic State, Pakistani Taliban, you name it, they are on a roll, and they know it. And what happens in Afghanistan doesn't stay in Afghanistan. We've seen that before. And our quality of our intelligence to say what we see and don't see, well, Bill Burns, CIA director, has said, with our departure from Afghanistan, the screen's going to get pretty dark. We're not going to have the same access to intel.
Which is very sobering, with the president's warnings about the dramatically enhanced threats, terrorist threats to this country from other countries, he says, that are a heck of a lot closer to the United States. That's the president's phrase. And then there's another Afghan war veteran, Representative Brian Mast of Florida, who had this to say when he was talking on CNN, again, this with Wolf Blitzer. This is clip 18.
I've shed a good amount of tears over it already today. Sometimes you just can't help it when you've seen a lot of folks buried. I've got a lot of rage going through me, and truly against this president. His words are as hollow as his heart and his head. That's the truth of it. All of this goes back to missteps from the very beginning. You look at everything that's gone on here. They've been messaging for the last week the exact opposite of what's going on in the world. He said today he wasn't going to be intimidated. This happened precisely because he was intimidated. Every step that he's taken has been because he has been intimidated along the way. He's been worried about optics along the way. He's been worried about not having this appear as a combat mission along the way. He's been worried about getting out by the 9/11 so we can have a celebration for that. He's been worried about getting out the people with the guns before getting out the people without the guns. He's been worried about giving up these strategic places in the middle of the night that gave no backup to the Afghans that we'd served alongside. I could break things over what I'm seeing on this, and I don't believe a single word that comes out of that man's mouth.
And again, it is not just a conservative Republican like Representative Mast of Florida, but Adam Smith, who has been on our show, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. He spoke on MSNBC. And again, this indicates this is universal or nearly universal. This is clip 15.
And look, I mean, the initial reaction is you look at the number of people that need to be gotten out, you know, and you go through the categories, the American citizens, third-party nationals, SIV holders, and Afghans who just want or need to get out. And it's clear that all of the people who want to get out of Afghanistan are not going to be out by August 31st. The Americans, it's going to be pretty close, but we're not going to get there. But what a lot of people are missing is past August 31st, the mission becomes 1,000 times more difficult because the Taliban have said they are going to turn on us at that point. We are aware of the ISIS threat, you know, just tragically aware of it after the events of yesterday. That continues. We will continue to put pressure on it. But if the Taliban actually do what they say they're going to do, which is you can't have military here past August 31st, and then they start attacking us, the mission becomes completely and totally untenable. If we could stay past August 31st with the Taliban continuing to protect us, that's one thing, but that option does not appear to be on the table. That's why the Pentagon and the White House leaders are so intent on meeting that August 31st deadline.
And that August 31st deadline looming. We're talking about next Tuesday. And there is a great deal of history to be written. We will be following it with you in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.